Today's shir is Masechta Yuma Daf Zayin. We will begin on Daf Vav Beis, 10 lines from the bottom. In our previous shir, we had begun a discussion regarding the concept of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur or Tumah D'Chuy B'Tzibur. That when the Torah Kedosha says that under certain circumstances a carbon can be brought B'Tumah, how are we to look at that? Do we look at it as Hutra? Do we look at it that it's completely mutter and it may be done under, it may be brought under those circumstances, or is it looked at as tumah d'chuy b'tzibur, and it's something that only may be done reluctantly? And of course, this concept of tumah hutra b'tzibur or tumah d'chuy b'tzibur is relevant in many areas of halacha. The same question comes up on Shabbos. We know, Chas v'Shalom, if there's a situation of Bikuach Nefesh on Shabbos, so we're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for this person who is in that situation. And again, the question is, do we say the Hutra or the Chuya? Does that mean that we can do whatever we have to do? Of course we have to do whatever we can do. But do we look at it as if it's completely mutter? The way the Paiskim explain it is that there's no Shabbos in such a situation. Or do we say it's the Chuya? It's only reluctantly mutter, and therefore we should do as little as we can. So, for example, there's a Machloikus Rishonim. If we're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for Chayla, Sheyesh by Sakana, for Chayla in a serious situation, but not doing this particular act will not put him into sakana. For example, if we're in a hospital and the patient is sick, he's a chayel shesh b'sakana, he's very sick, but that doesn't mean we need to take his temperature every couple of hours or take his blood pressure, and sometimes doing those types of activities can involve chayel Shabbos. The Magen Mishnah's opinion is that once we have here a situation of a chayel shesh b'sakana, we'll allow to be mechal Shabbos under all circumstances. Rashi's opinion is that under those circumstances, we should use a nochri to do the chayel Shabbos. A Jew should not do it because it's only d'chuyah. As the Tzemach Tzedek explains, that's the machloikis of Rashi and the Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah's opinion is that it's hutra, and Rashi's opinion is that it's d'chuyah. So begins the Gemara. Itmar, we learned. Tumas ames, in a situation where tuma is mutter in order to bring a carbon. Rav Nachman amma, hutri b'tzibur, it's completely mutter. Rashev shesama, d'chuyah b'tzibur, it's only reluctantly mutter. And as I saw, a very interesting shaila. The halacha is that, of course, a kohen may not be metame himself. However, of course, as we just explained, if it's a situation of pikuach nefesh, he's allowed to be metame himself. So the question that comes up is: there's a kohen who's sick, and he needs to take chemotherapy. He could take chemotherapy in the hospital, but in the hospital, there is always the chance that there are people who are going to pass away, and those people, therefore, he shouldn't enter into the hospital. Or he could go to a private lab. In that lab, it's not really a hospital, it's just a lab where they do these kind of treatments. And there, it's very unlikely that you'll have to be concerned about anybody not being alive, and he won't expose himself to tumma. The issue, however, is that this person, this kohen, does not have the financial means. The private lab is expensive. The hospital is not as expensive, or maybe covered by insurance. And the question is: does he have to spend money to go to private lab to be able to avoid the question? So the Chashukei Chemet discusses the Shaila, and he says that certainly if this person is living off tzedakah, and there are other situations that this tzedakah fund has to be taken care of, there are amanis, there are yusaimim, they go first before his need to avoid being tamei in this situation where he is a chayil shesh b'sakana. But let's say that's not the situation. Either if he's living off tzedakah, the tzedakah fund does have the ability to pay for it, or he has the personal ability to pay for it, is he obligated to take money out of his pocket to avoid the shaila or not? And really the question is, again, here's a situation with tumma, where this kohen exposing himself to tumma is much less of an issue. But the question is it hutra or the chuya? So he quotes his father-in-law, Rav Eliyashiv Zatzal. He says that if when this person goes into the hospital, there were no individuals who were not alive. So when he went in, he was allowed to go in. Therefore, if something even has Chas V'Shalom happens while he's there, especially he says if the door to the room that he's going to be in is closed, we could be more lenient. He also quotes the opinion of the Ravid, which is not totally accepted l'alocha, but he uses it in this situation. The Ravid's opinion is that the Isser of Kahanim becoming Tamei Bizman Hazeh is less of an Isser than it was in earlier times. For the Ravid explains, the Kahanim Bizman Hazeh are Tamei anyway. So since the Kohen is Tamei anyway, it's much less of a concern than in a situation that he's going to become Tamei. So this Kohen, even though, of course, a Kohen should not expose himself to Tumah, here, he's anyway Tamei, and therefore, given that he's also sick, and he needs this special therapy, we could be lenient and let him go to the hospital and not need him to spend the extra funds to go to this private clinic. So, says the Gemara, in a situation where the Tamei Kohanim and Tor Kohanim and that Beis Av that this coin is coming from, Kulam Pligi, everybody agrees, the Tahirim Avdi, Tameim Avdi. Everybody agrees that we should use the Tahirim and not the Tameim. Ki Pligi, where do we have the Machlokes? La Duri La Suya Tahirim Beis Av Achrina. Do we have to bring Kohanim, Tahirim, not from this space off? As we know, every week there was a different Mishmah doing the avoid of Kohanim, doing the avoid in the base of Mikdash. And every week that Mishmah was divided every day into different Batei Av. And the question is, if there's another coin in that base Av, there is no question that we should bring that coin. But let's say there is no other coin in that base Av, but that Kohanim in other Batei Av, what is the halacha? Rav Nachman Amar Heti B'tzibur, Tumah Hutra, and we could be lenient, V'loi Madrina, we don't have to bring a coin from a different Beis Av. Rav Sheshes Amar, Dechui B'tzibur, and therefore we should bring a coin Madrina from a different Beis Av. Bika Diver Amri, there's a different version. Afel Lechit, they could term Tameim Bahu Beis Av, even if there are other Tameim and Tahirim in that Beis Av, says the Gemara, Paulig Rav Nachman is going to be lenient and says, since Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, Avdi Nami Tameim, even then we could use the Tameim. So the Pnei Yeshua asks, the Mefarshim, the Gvurs Agri explains that according to Manda Omer, Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, the Aloch is in the first version. The truth is, he says, that if there were, even if they're the Tahirim in that base, Av, the halach is that Tumah Hutra B'tzibur. The reason the first version held that if there are Tahirim in that base Av, we should go to Tahirim, we should try to use the Tahirim, says the Gvur Sari, it's only Midrabbanan. The Ritva disagrees. And the Ritva doesn't disagree. The Ritva points out that even according to the first version, if the Goyal, we spoke in Masechta Shkalim, that there was a Goyal that was conducted to determine who should do the Avoida, and let's say the geirel was already performed, and a certain kohen won that geirel, and he was the one that was going to do the avodah, and then he became tamei. According to the first version, if there are other kohanim in that base av, doesn't make a difference that he won the geirel. We have to use a different kohen. Rashi explains that only in that mishnah do we bring a different kohen. Notes that the entire discussion here is, do we go outside that base av or do we not go out that base av? But if we, but if from the no kohen in this base av, there's no reason to bring a kohen. Even the man the omer that holds tuma dechuyu betzibur, we don't bring a kohen from a different mishmer. The Rambam disagrees. And the Rambam's opinion is that even if all the people of a certain mishmer became tamei, according to the opinion that holds tuma dechuyu betzibur, we go to a different mishmer. The second version held that even if there are other kahanim in that base av who are tahor, the man d'amid that holds tuma hutra betzibur says that we could. The man d'amid that holds Tumah Hutra Betzibur says that we use that kohen. Why? Even if you hold Tumah Hutra Betzibur, asked Ritva, wouldn't we prefer to use a tar kohen? So Ritva explains that this man d'amr, the Ikad Amri, is going to hold that Tumah Hutra Betzibur is because there was a geirel. Because it was already a geirel, and this person won the geirel, won the pious, coupled with the fact that tumah hutra betzibur makes that we shouldn't even look for another kohen. We discussed, going back to the beginning of the Masechta, that the kohen gadol was sequestered for 7 days before Yom Kippur, but we also appointed a backup kohen who wasn't sequestered. So now the question is, if this kohen gadol becomes tamei. So now the question is, what will we do? Should we use this kohen gadol, even though he's tamei, or do we use the backup kohen? So the Meraim Sada says a very bechidish, that even according to the man d'amid that holds tumah dechuyu betzibur, and when we hold tumah dechuyu betzibur, it's only reluctantly that we are point, it's only reluctantly that we're appointing a different kohen, and if there's a different kohen available, it's only reluctantly that we're using the tamei digger kohen, and therefore, if we could use a different kohen, we should use a different kohen. Says the Meraim Sada, this is like a situation where there is no other kohen available, because since the kohen gadol was sequestered for 7 days, and this kohen gadol was not. This kohen was not sequestered. So even though he's available to do the avodah, says the Meraim Sada, everybody agrees that the kohen gadol who was sequestered should be the person that we should use. So again, the Ikad Amri holds that Pelagram Nachma Omer Avdi Nami Temeim, the Kol Tumas Meis Metzibur, Rachmana Sharia, it's completely mutter, and there's no reason to look for another kohen. Amr Sheshes Menam Minala says Rav Sheshes, from where do I know the Tuma the Chuy Betzibur? The Tanya. The Brisa says, as we have discussed, on the second day of Pesach, they brought the carbon omer. They cut from the new barley, and from now on, they're allowed to eat the Chodesh. So says the Brisa, Hay omer the makrev Michas omer. The Kohen was doing the avoid of the Michas omer. V'nitnas b'yadai. And then it became tamei. Omer, he should tell the other kahanim who are there that this mincha became tamei. Umevin acher tachter, and they bring different barley. Vimshem olehi, if there's only that barley available, omer loy, the other kahanim tell him hayep keichesh soik, be smart and be quiet, because the halach is that it's mutter betuma. But what do we see here? If there is an option, Ketanimis, we learned here if there's an option, Oimer, Mavir Macheres Tachter, will bring the different Oimer. So we see from here that if that's at all possible, that's what we should do. So isn't this a raya, the tumid chuy betzibur? We only do this reluctantly. Amar Rav Nachman, to which Rav Nachman responds, Medina hechad ik ishraim lechila, that even if I agree that a situation where part of the carbon is put on the mizbeach, and the rest of the carbon is eaten by the kahanim, there halacha is that tumid chuy betzibur. Because since part of the carbon is going to be eaten by the kahanim, so we want the heter of tumah betzibur doesn't allow you to eat the carbon when it's tumah. So since we want to have that the kohanim should be able to eat their portion of the carbon, the only way we're going to be able to achieve that is by making sure that we have the carbon brought with tahara. So the Gevurah Sari says that the raya that Rav Sheshis is trying to bring from this Gemara is against the second version of Rav Nachman, where Rav Nachman said that in that version, that even if there are kohanim available to do, from that base av, to do the avoida, Rav Nachman in the second version said, we still could use the kohanim tameim. Here we see that different, that if we could bring the carbon b'tahara, we are obligated to do so. But according, says the Gevurah Sari, according to the first version of Rav Nachman, where Rav Nachman agreed that if there are kahanim tahirim in that base av, we should use those kahanim, even if Rav Nachman holds tumah hutra b'tzibur. So here too, Rav Nachman will agree that if there's tar de gabali available, we should use it, and there would be no question on that version. But the Mechas Chinuch disagrees, because the Mechas Chinuch says that making a new carbon mincha from scratch is the equivalent to having no tar kahanim in that base av. Because starting the mincha from scratch involves a lot of tircha. And Rav Nachman said that just like we're not obligated, particularly as we learned Rashi's opinion, according to that version, that you're not even obligated to look for kahanim outside that base av, here too, we wouldn't, according to Rav Nachman, have to look to start the Karban Mincha again. And the fact that the Braisa says that we do have to look for another, we do have to bring a Karban Mincha, is a raya that Rav Nachman has a question, even according to that version of Rav Nachman. Tosfos in Masechet Menachos also teaches us that even if we say Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, and this is very much in line with what we just learned, even if we hold Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, we wouldn't say it regarding Karban Pesach. Because as we learned in Masechet Pesachim, the main purpose of bringing the Karban Pesach was L'Chila. And the Gemara just said that even if we say Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, we don't use Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur to allow us to eat the Karban. And therefore, we don't say Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur regarding Karban Pesach. But the Shara Melech asks that we learned that Pesach may be different. Because when is the halacha that we can't apply Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur regarding eating the carbon? Ask the Shara Melech, that's only in a case where I'll be able to bring the carbon and I'll be yoytze the mitzvah. I won't be able to eat it, but that doesn't disqualify the carbon. Like our case, if the carbon mechas ha'omer is brought and it's brought properly, and the kaimitz is burnt on the mizbeach, even though none of that carbon will be able to be eaten, it's still a kosher carbon. But a carbon pesach, where we won't be able to eat it, as we learned in Masechta Pesachim, is not a carbon. So there may be, the halach is the tumah hutra b'tzibur should apply even on a chila. So the Shara Melech, because of that, says that from here we see that the way to understand our Gemara is much more fundamental. And to understand our Gemara, that even if you hold Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, the rule of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur was only said regarding the bringing of the carbon, was never said regarding the eating of the carbon. The Mikdash David has a different approach. He says that Achilas Karban Pesach, there's two parts to the mitzvah. There's one part of bringing and eating the Karban Pesach, which may be done by Tumah, But then there's another mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of achilas kotchim. That mitzvah, Karban Pesach, explains the Migdash David, is no different than any other carbon. And since in that way, the carbon is no different than any other carbon, the halacha is, the carbon is no different than any other carbon, we can't eat it when it's tamei. There's an interesting machloikis between the Shvus Yaakov and the Chacham Tzvi. We all know on Chanukah, when we light the menorah, it's preferable to use oil, preferable to use olive oil. But the question that they discuss is where there was an individual who did not have olive oil available. So he started preparing candles to light. And while he was preparing them, olive oil was brought. Is there a point to take away those candles? Again, they have not yet been lit, and use the olive oil? Or, since he already began using the candles, he should complete that. So the Shvus Yaakov's opinion, Chelek Aleph Simlam Zayin, is that the concept of the hiddur of using Shem Zayis is not doiche de iser of Bizi Mitzvah. And since you started preparing the candles, the halach is you should continue so. And his rai is, from our sugya, the Rav Sheshe's opinion in our sugya is Tuma Dechui B'Tzibur. And Rav Sheshe said that if you're already bringing, if there's no Tahirim in that base Av, we should go bring Tahirim from a different base Av. And one of the Rais Agamara says, from the case of the Michas Oimer, where they were middle of preparing the Michas Oimer, and something hampered, we said bring another one unless there isn't anything available. Now, we see from here that you should bring another one. Now, if we say that if when there's a mitzvah min a mufcha, that we should always use something that's better, maybe we'll say that tumma hutra b'tzibur, and if we could do b'tahara, that's what we should always do. The Gemara wanted to use this case of the Michas HaOmer as a raya, the tumma the chuy b'tzibur. And that's why we should try to find something else. Maybe I'll say the tumma hutra b'tzibur, but everybody will agree using something tar is a mitzvah and a mufchar. So why is it this a raya that we hold that tumma hutra b'tzibur? That's the Shvus Yaakov's raya. The Chacham Tzvi disagrees, and he says that if I was preparing the candles and now, Baruch Hashem, I got olive oil, that's not a busy mitzvah to put them to the side and start using the olive oil. And he says the Gemara that wanted to bring a raya from Rav Sheshes that when somebody began a mitzvah, you don't have to stop because of embarrassing the mitzvah. That's not, when we started preparing the candles, that's not considered that I began the mitzvah. And that was the case of the Michas Oimer that we just learned, says the Chacham Tzvi, is a case where already we're in middle of the mitzvah. And if we hold Tumma Hutra B'Tzibur, I wouldn't have to stop. But in the case of that I just prepared the candles, that isn't considered that I begin the mitzvah as well. Another Shaila. There's a shul that has two Sifrei Torah, and one is nicer than the other. So the question is, somebody by accident took out the Sefer Torah that's not as nice. And the question is, but they haven't put it down on the bima yet. They haven't certainly begun to read from it yet. What's the halacha? Can we put that one back and take out the nicer one or not? And some want to say that that is also connected to the question, the machlokes of the Shvus Yaakov, the Chacham Tzvi. There are those that say that's not a good comparison. And I saw it in both directions. Some say that we're not embarrassing the Sefer Torah. We're putting the Sefer Torah that we don't want to use back into the Aron Kodesh, and we're going to treat it with a great respect. We're just not going to read from it now. That's one way of looking at it. Another way of looking at it is that the halacha, very often when it speaks about Hilchas Sefer Torah, speaks about Begam Sefer Torah, not treating the Sefer Torah in a way that people should, without, with disrespect. And here, where we take out a Sefer Torah and then we put it back and don't use it. It's certainly not respectful, and everybody would agree that here, the Sefer Torah that was taken out, even though that wasn't the Sefer Torah that we wanted to use, we could put back. Maybe, if I was thinking, if there's another factor to take in consideration of Tircha de Tzibura, where it's a situation that if I put back the Sefer Torah that I want to use is at the parsha of this week, versus the other Sefer Torah, which is not at the parsha of this week, and therefore there's a question of Tircha de Tzibura, where they're going to have to wait till we roll the Sefer Torah to where we're supposed to read this week. Maybe if that's the case, then everybody would agree we could be more lenient. Meisvei. And then I ask another question on the opinion of Rav Nachman that holds Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. Meisvei. It says, Hayimakrav Michas Parim Ve'elam V'Kvasim. He was bringing the mincha that comes with various animals. V'nitmas B'Yodai. And the Karim Mincha became Tomei. Oimer Avir Nacheres Tachter. He requested they should bring other ingredients. Vim Sham Elihi. And if this is the only thing that's available, Amalei, the other Karim tell this Koyin Arib Kayachish Soik, remain silent. My love. Are we not speaking about Parm ve'elam mekvasim dechag? We're speaking about the various nesachim that are brought in Chag Sukkos. So now we have the concept of Tumah B'Tzibur. Because when do we apply by Kabbonis the concept of that we'd rather bring the Karm B'Tumah B'Tzibur? When you have two conditions. A, it's a Karm B'Tzibur. And number two, it's a Karm B'Tzibur that's brought at a set time. The nesachim that are brought with the Kabbonis on Sukkah meet both of those conditions. There's a specific time, they're only brought on Sukkot, obviously, and they're a Karmat Tzibur. So now, if we're going to say, ask the Gemara, like Rav Nachman does, the Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, why do we have to bring other ingredients? Amalach Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman responds, Loi, the Parm that we're speaking about is regarding Par Avodah Zorah. That if Klal Yisrael, if most of Klal Yisrael, Rachman Slan worshipped Avodah Zorah, the halacha based on an erroneous psak of Bezdin, that the halacha is that they have to bring a certain this par as a carbon. Now, when we look at this carbon, afagav shatzibahi, it's a carbon tzibur because it's being brought by Klal Yisrael, kivin to like kvile zman, but there is no specific time when this carbon must be brought. Madrinan, everybody agrees that we don't say Tumot B'Tzibur and we should bring tar ingredients. Elam is referring to the Eloi Shel Aaron. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol brought the Eloi from his own funds. And therefore, even though it's the Afgad the Fele is man, it has to be brought at a specific time. It could only be brought on Yom Kippur. However, Shel Yachidhi, it's the Kohen Gadol's private carbon. And therefore, again, we should try to, even if you hold Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, we should look for tar digger ingredients. Kvasim, the kvasim that we're speaking about is Bekeves Habah Im Oimer. The mincha that's brought with the Michas Oimer. Dik Ishraim, that we just explained, Hanitaram Lachila, where there's part that's going to be eaten, and on the part that's eaten, everybody agrees that we don't apply the concept of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. So Gemara asks, another question on Rav Nachman. Meisvei, dam shenitma. If the dam of a carbon became tamei, and therefore we can't sprinkle on the mizbeach, the zarka b'shoigig, and somebody accidentally didn't know it's osur to spritz such dam on the mizbeach, hurtza, and the carbon is a kosher carbon. B'mezid, if it was done by mezid, loy hurtza. The carbon will not be a valid carbon, and you will not be allowed to eat that carbon. The Gemara is assuming that we're referring here, even by carbon tzibur. Now, if Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, why is the halacha that if somebody did it by mezid, the carbon is not kosher? Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur answers the Gemara, Kitanya he, this brisa is referring to carbon yachid, where everybody agrees, as we just said, that the concept of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur is not applied by carbon yachid. The Rishonim explain, so why is there a difference whether it's shayig or mezid? So the Rishonim explain, the mid deraisa, the carbon is kosher. under all circumstances. The only question is between Shaygig and Mezid is Midrabanan. Furthermore, the Rishonim point out that even if we'll say that if he did it b'mezid, as the Gemara just said, the carbon is possible, it won't be, the halacha will not tell us to bring another carbon. Because if midaraisa, the first carbon was kosher, then you have no obligation to bring the second carbon. And if you're bringing the second carbon, we'll have a situation of tchulin bazara. We begin now with the sugya of ritzui tzitz. The Torah HaKadosh regarding the tzitz that the Kohen Gadol wore says, V'hoya al metzach Aaron, v'nosa Aaron as avoyna kadoshim. And Chazal explained that the Pasuk says that by Aaron wearing the tzitz, he brings a kapara for the avoyna kadoshim. What does that mean? That if the dam of the basur of a carbon become tamei, the tzitz, the Kohen Gadol wearing the tzitz, makes that the carbon is effective. There's machlokes tanoim, if it's the, as we'll see, if it's the tzitz that accomplishes that, or it's the wearing of the tzitz that accomplishes that. Rashi's opinion is that the tzitz also is makab, works when the carbon became tamei. Other Rishonim, the Ramah holds that when the carbon is actually brought, that's when the tzitz is meratza. And it'll be very relevant. Because if we're saying that the tzitz is only meratza when the Kohen Gadol is wearing it, so now we need to know at what point is the ritzui happening. If the ritzui is happening when the carbon became tamei, so if at that moment the Kohen was wearing the tzitz, according to Rashi, it would work. If the when it's being brought, the tzitz works. So even if the Kohen maybe was, Kohen Gadol was wearing the tzitz when it became tamei, but if when we're actually being makriv the carbon, the Kohen is not wearing the tzitz, according to the opinions that the tzitz is only effective while the Kohen is actually wearing it, it would not be effective. Furthermore, as we there's a machloikus tanoim, if the tzitz is meratza on all of the carbon, or as we just learned, that regarding Tumat Betzibur, is it only meratza on the part that's brought on the carbon, or even on the chila? Rebbe Lezer says that it's meratza even on the part that's going to be eaten. According to Yeshua, it doesn't work on the. It doesn't help for the part that is going to be eaten. So the Gemara begins. Tashma. It says in the Braisa, Amat Tzitz Meratza, what is the Tzitz effective for? Says the Braisa, Al Adam Val Abos Val Chaylev. The Chaylev is the part of the carbon that's brought on the Mizbeach. The Basar are the part of the carbon that's eaten to the Kohanim or the Baalim. And now we learn that the Tzitz is Meratza, Shenitma. If any of these parts of the carbon became Tamei, the Tzitz is Meratza. And this is works, Bein B'Shogig, Bein B'Mezid, Bein B'Oinus, Bein B'Rotzen, Bein B'Yochid, Bein B'Tzibur. And as all the Rishonim point out, Mezid and Rotzen really are the same. The reason the Braisa said both Mezid and Rotzen is because Shogig and Oinus are not the same. So since the Braisa had to differentiate between Shogig and Oinus and tell us that it works in the both circumstances, so to remain consistent, the Braisa also said Mezid and Rotzen. But ask the Gemara, V'isakadatach, if we're learning, as we've been learning according to Rav Nachman, Shatoma had to betzibur, that Toma is completely muta betzibur, so why do we have to have Lamali l'ritzuye? Why do we have to have ritzu tzitz? It should be effective on the all circumstances, because if Toma hutra betzibur, then we wouldn't have to have ritzu tzitz, says the Ritvan explaining the Gemara. The way it must be, that tumah is only the chuy betzibur. It's only something that we do reluctantly. And since it's something that's only done reluctantly, therefore, in a case where we need to accompany it with ritzi tzutz, answers the Gemara, Amalach Rav Nachman, ki tana tzitz meratza. When did the Braisa say that we need ritzi tzitz? It's talking about the yochid. Because everybody agrees that this concept of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, as the words say, is only B'Tzibur. If it's not mitzibur, it wouldn't work. And here, we're talking about a carbon yachid, says Rav Nachman. And there, of course, we have to rely on ritzi tzitz. V'bayisema, I feel tamer mitzibur. We're talking about tumat tzibur. But as we said earlier, the concept of tumah hutra mitzibur is only when two conditions are met, where it's a carbon tzibur and it has a specific time, kavila isman. And here we're talking about kabanis that are like kavila isman, that don't have a specific time when they have to be brought. And since they don't have to have a specific time that they when they have to be brought, that's why the halacha is we have to rely on ritzi tzitz. Meisvei, again, the Gemara continues speaking about the tzitz. The pasuk says, "V'nasa Aaron avayna kachim." Is the question asked the brisa? V'chi eza oven hu noisei. What avera does the tzitz help for? Im avayn pigel. If we're going to say that when the kohen did one of the avoiders of the carbon, he had a machshava chutz l'makaymayim. And here the rishonim explained the Gemara. This is the way Rashi explains the Gemara. Normally, when we speak about pigel, what it means machsheves chutz l'zmanoy, that when the carbon, when the kohen brought the carbon, he had in mind that he's going to do the avoda on the carbon after the time that he's allowed to do the avoda. That's called pigel. But over here, explains Rashi, that we can't say pigel has that definition because we're going to read right now Shreikva Nemar. The Torah says that pigel lo yirotza. There's nothing that can make a carbon that's pigel kosher. Vim noiser. Now, what does noiser mean here? Noiser obviously cannot mean the traditional definition of noiser, which noiser always means that the carbon was left over past its time. Because here we're not speaking about a situation where the carbon was already brought. We're speaking about the carbon is being brought. So noiser must mean that the Mekayin, when he brought the carbon, had a machsheves chutz l'zmanoi. So if noiser means that he had a machsheves chutz l'zmanoi in this piece, in this brisa, so when the brisa says pigel, it can't mean chutz l'zmanoi, because chutz l'zmanoi is spoken about when we speak about noiser. So here, pigel must not have the usual definition. Rather, we're going to say that pigel means chutz l'mkaymai, which is also in the category of pigel, not to the same degree, because somebody eats pigel that is chutz l'zmanoi, there's a chiv koris, chutz l'mkaymai is not the same. So again, discussing what the tzitz is effective for. It can't be a situation where there's machshev is chutz l'mkaymai, or is it machshev is chutz l'zmanoi, because the Torah says, lo yichashev loy, by the chutz l'zmanoi, and the Torah says, lo yirotza, by the machshev is chutz l'mkaymai. What must it be referring to? Ha'ena noisa, what does it help for? Ella avoin tumma. That if the carbon is tumay, that since, says the brisa, we find under other circumstances, we're lenient, there are leniencies by carbon mitame. Shurta bechlala betzibur, there's a concept of tumma hutra betzibur. So therefore, just like there's a concept of tumah hutra betzibur, so too will we say that the tzitz, for which avera does the tzitz work? It works for the avera of tumah. But that's kashal Rav Sheshes. Because we started the shiur today, the Rav Sheshes' opinion is the tumah the chuyah betzibur, but we don't say tumah hutra betzibur. That was Rav Nachman's opinion. Answers the Gemara, tenoyi. Rav Sheshes is going to have to concede that not everybody agrees with him. He holds like the Tanoim that hold Tumah Dechuy B'tzibur. But indeed, there are Tanoim that hold Tumah Hutra B'tzibur. Tanoihi, the Tanya, Hatzitz, Ben Sheyishnoi Amitzchai, whether the Kohen Gadol is wearing the Tzitz, or Ben Sheyin Amitzchah, or he's not wearing the Tzitz, Meratza. It affects what it has to affect. Divrei Rav Shimon. Rav Yehuda Omer, Rav Yehuda disagrees. He says, Oideu al mitzchoy, if he's wearing the tzitz meratza, then it works. Ein oideu al mitzchoy, ein a meratza. Then it won't be effective. According to him, it's only going to be effective when he's wearing the tzitz. The Beis Halevi asks a question. Here we're saying that the tzitz is meratza only if the Kohen Gadol is wearing the tzitz. What's the halacha? Asked the Beis Halevi. Does the Kohen have to be wearing the other big de kahuna? Or as long as he's wearing the tzitz on his forehead, even though he's not wearing the other Bigdei Kohuna, it'll still be Meratza. So the Beis Halevi says that it makes sense to say that he has to be wearing all the Bigdei Kohuna. Because wearing the tzitz alone, without wearing all the other Bigdei Kohuna, that is not, then the tzitz is really not considered Begad Kohuna. It's only considered Begad Kohuna when you're wearing all the Bigdei Kohuna, and then the tzitz is one of the Bigdei Kohuna. But if you're not wearing all the Bigdei Kohuna, the Beis Halevi wants to suggest that it wouldn't be effective. The Dvar Avram disagrees, because the Dvar Avram says, and we spoke about this in our previous year, the only time the Kohen Gadol has to wear the Bigdei Kohuna is when he's doing the Avodah. When he's not doing the Avodah, there is no requirement of wearing the Bigdei Kohuna. And therefore, the tzitz is not part of the Avodah, and maybe the tzitz would work even if he's not wearing the other Bigdei Begadim. But he says there's a different reason why you have to be wearing all the Bigdei Kohuna for the tzitz to be effective. He says, because as we discussed already in our previous year, there was a seder, there was an order in how the Bigdei Kohuna were put on. And the halach is that when you put on the tzitz should be the last of all the Bigdei Kohuna that are put on. So if the tzitz is the last, how could I be wearing the tzitz without all the other Bigdei Kohuna? I can't put on the tzitz, says the Dvar Avram, unless I put on all the other begadim. Amar Shimon. So Shimon says to Yehuda, I'll bring you a raya that the tzitz is effective even when the Kohen Gadol is not wearing it. Kohen Gadol b'Yom Kippurim yechiyach. Because ein oidei al mitzchay, the Kohen Gadol, as he entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur, did not wear the tzitz. Because as we know, the Kohen Gadol did not wear any of the big days of as he entered into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because Ein Katega Nasis Anega. And still, if the carbon became Tomei when he was doing the Avodah, the tzitz would be Meratza. So the question is, asks Rashi, in Masechta Pesachim, Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph Divrei Maskil Meratza, maybe the tzitz is not Meratza. What makes Reb Shimon so certain that if the Kohen Gadol was doing the Avodah in the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur, and the carbon became Tamei, that the tzitz would be Meratza, even though he's not wearing it? So he says that the Gemara in our Masechta Daf Nun Amud Aleph teaches us that any carbon that's Zmanet Kavua and carbon Tzibur, which means the Karbonos of Yom Kippur, the tzitz is Meratza. So we see that the tzitz is Meratza, even when the Kohen Gadol is not wearing the tzitz. Amaloi, Rabbi Yehuda, Hanach l'Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim. You can't bring a raya from the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim, because there we have a different reason to be mako. Because Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. So we clearly see that there is a Tana that holds Klal Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon, who's disagreeing with Rabbi Yehuda, holds the Tumah Dechuy B'Tzibur. So what Rav Sheshes is saying now is that this question that we began our shiur with today is Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur or Tumah Dechuy B'Tzibur is actually Machlokes Tanoim. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that Tumah is Hutra B'Tzibur. Rav Shimon's opinion is that Tumah Dechuy B'Tzibur, and that's why I need to rely on Ritzi Tzitz. And that's why, since we have to rely on Ritzi Tzitz, we have a raya that Tumah Dechuy B'Tzibur. Amar Abaye, but Nishbar Tzitz, in a situation where the tzitz chas v'shalom is broken, the kulei lama pligi, there's no disagreement the loymeratzim that the tzitz is not effective. Ki pligi, the machlokes that we just learned between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is the tali b'sichsa, where the tzitz is hanging on a hook. Rabbi Yehuda sover v'haya a metzach aron, the tzitz is only effective when the kohen gadol is wearing it. Rabbi Shimon sover, the pasuk says, V'haya mitzchay tamid l'rotzen l'fnei Hashem. My tamid. What is the definition, says Rav Shimon, of the word tamid? Tamid means always. Ilema tamid al mitzchay. Ask the Gemara Mimish Kachsla. Is it possible to say that the Kohen Gadol wears the tzitz all of the time?
Miloy by mail base a kise, doesn't the kohen have to use the bathroom sometimes? Or miloy by mainem, doesn't the kohen have to sleep? That and there and that time the kohen gadol can't be wearing the tzitz. It must be tamid means the pasuk says meratzim. From here says the Rebbeinu Tam that we have a raya that the kohen gadol may leave the base of mikdash wearing the tzitz. The Gemara says there's only a problem when the Kohen Gadol goes to the Beis HaKisei or he's sleeping. But the Gemara didn't point out that there's a problem when the Kohen goes out to the Azara. From here, says the Rebbeinu Tam, that even though a Kohen Gadol perhaps may not wear the Big Day Kuna when he goes outside of the Azara, the tzitz he may wear. So the Ritva asks on the Rebbeinu Tam, how can we say that we're going to treat the tzitz more leniently that we're going to treat all the other big dekuna? If the tzitz, which as we're learning now, is the most significant of all the big dekuna, it was put on last, it had on it the Shem Hashem of Kodesh Lashem, the halacha is if all the big dekuna were not allowed to go out with, how could we go out with the tzitz? So he explains that the Gemara question also meant that how could we expect, if the word tamid means that the Kohen Gadol has to wear it all the time, how could we expect the Kohen Gadol never to go out of the Azara? But the Gemara, explains Ritva, preferred to ask the question regarding going to the bathroom or going to sleep, because the point of the question comes out much stronger, because there's nobody that could suggest that the Kohen Gadol should be able to go into the bathroom or sleep when he's wearing the tzitz.